Is this the velvety voice of Phil?
Is this the velvety voice of Scott Bruce, Elvis extraordinaire?
Thanks, man. Yes. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I haven't talked to you. It's been a while.
It sure has been. It's been a strange couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. You know, pandemic stuff, and it's kind of nice to be coming out of it, and I'm sure that that probably kept you from working a little bit.
Yeah, so glad to be out there rocking again. It's still a little weird, but things are definitely better, and glad to be rocking. Well, I was glad to see your text, and, you know, I was getting my hair cut, and someone said, hey, did you hear about that ban on Elvis at weddings in Las Vegas? I said, no.
Yeah.
After we texted, I just looked it up real fast. I haven't read the article, but sure is interesting.
I was reading the article, and I was putting it together to talk about on the show today. I thought, you know, I know a guy does Elvis stuff. I need to get his opinion on this, because this would be kind of a cool point of view. So apparently, a bunch of chapels in Las Vegas got cease and desist letters from the licensing company that handles all of Elvis's affairs, his estate's affairs.
Wow.
And if they do any more Elvis weddings, they could face legal action.
Wow.
Yeah, and nobody knows why. That's the weird thing. But, of course, now the wedding chapel trade, if you will, in Las Vegas, they're all up. They're all shook up, if you don't mind the pun. Because wedding season's coming up.
It's a fascinating thing, Elvis and weddings anyway.
Yeah.
And I do have an opinion about it. And it's interesting because I don't know a lot of Elvis guys. And we probably had the conversation about it. But there's definitely a very weird culture.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Weird culture associated with the Elvis thing.
Sure.
I do have one Elvis buddy that is actually quite normal and a very nice guy. And he actually owns and operates Graceland Chapel. I immediately thought of him, and I pulled up an article, and his picture came up.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm going to check with him later, see how he's doing.
So he's one of the Elvis Chapel guys, and this is in Las Vegas?
Yeah. I've never been to his chapel, but we've subbed for each other for stuff, and his, you know, mainstay is the Elvis Chapel, and by all accounts, for the last 20 years, he's been printing his own money, just...
Oh, wow.
Doing very, very well with it.
Now, he also does, like, an act besides the chapel. He does, like, what you do, a tribute act?
Yeah. So he's the first person I thought of. But I have always had a very strong opinion about being respectful always towards Elvis, avoiding the caricature. And, you know, the Vegas thing has always been very cartoony, something that I've distanced myself from. And as a side note, anytime... Like, say, for example, someone will ask my wife, hey, what does your husband do for a living? Their initial reaction is to giggle because they picture kind of that scene in Vegas, which is quite far from what I'm about.
I'm only giggling because I'm just imagining your wife getting asked that question and her having to answer it. How do you answer? It can't be the easy. Well... He's an Elvis.
Yeah, then going back even farther, her parents saying, once again, no. Tell me what this fella does. Anyway, you know, she says that I am all about the music. And a respectful portrayal of Elvis. Musically, we avoid the karate chops, the sunglasses, all the thank you very much and all that stuff. And all of that is associated with Las Vegas.
Right.
So anytime... I've been cast for anything on TV or stage or anything. My picture has to cross somebody's desk at the Elvis estate because they're very careful about not wanting Elvis's image to be portrayed in an unflattering, jokey way.
Which like 98% of Vegas does.
Right. So that doesn't surprise me that this is happening. I would have thought something like that would have happened a long time ago.
And that actually led me to my next question, and I was like, is this affecting you at all? But no, you actually are approved by the estate to do what you do.
On a case-by-case basis, I think they're aware of me because my picture has crossed their desk enough times, but it is so important to respect Elvis, and, you know, we admire Elvis. We love his music, so, of course, we don't want to make fun of him. We want to honor him.
Yeah.
And so I don't perform weddings as Elvis, so, you know, I don't know if I'll be impacted directly, but it sure is interesting. But here's a funny story. I just appeared in the season finale of The Flight Attendant, season 2.
What?
And here's the funny thing, and what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because last January, I got a call from the producer of Flight Attendant, and he said that they wanted me to shoot a couple of scenes for their season finale. They said, we don't want corny Elvis. We want cool Elvis.
Well, they came to the right place.
Thank you. However, they said, and by the way, the scene takes place at a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. I was happy to get the call, so I didn't have the heart to actually tell them, you don't want corny Elvis, but Elvis is going to be at a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. You can't get much cornier than that. It's kind of a Vegas cliche, isn't it?
Are you still doing the shows in Disneyland on occasion? I know you don't do them as much.
Not as much. The last shows we did, it's been a while, before the pandemic, we were at Downtown Disney. The states that you saw us at, Tomorrowland Terrace, they haven't had bands there for quite a while. We still have a friendship with Disney, and we're hoping that, you know, they'll consider getting back on track with that. But
well, I think that it could be a possibility with the new Elvis movie coming out. Baz Luhrmann doing the Elvis with Tom Hanks. I don't know if that's a Disney production, though, but that's going to be pretty huge, I think.
Yeah, and I wonder a couple things. I wonder if the movie has anything to do with the decision for the estate to tell guys in Vegas that they can't perform weddings, because maybe the whole Elvis wedding thing could explode. Or I also wonder if this will kind of renew interest in Elvis, and maybe people will be more interested in booking more concerts. So it could be very good for tribute guys like me.
Well, hey, Scott, thanks for your time. I appreciate you taking my call. It's really been great catching up with you. And you're still, in my opinion, the best Elvis tribute artist out there. And I've seen a few.
Thank you, my friend. Well, I'm always glad to hear from you. It's always just such a pleasure to chat with you today. But I love what I do. And I love celebrating that music with people who love it as much as I do. My bandmates, it's just such a blast. And I think this movie is, going to be a really great thing. Elvis isn't going anywhere, but I think it'll just be really neat for younger audiences to experience Elvis and know his story. And it looks like it's going to be a great movie. I'm really excited to see it. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens also with this Vegas thing. Really interesting.